This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Financial hardship can happen to anyone. A job loss, illness, relationship breakdown, or simply the rising cost of living. Many people don't realise there may be support available before they reach breaking point. Tonight, we're going to look at financial assistance, budgeting services, and why dipping into your KiwiSaver should usually be a last resort.
Settling in a new city can raise lots of questions. How does the bus service work? Can I join the local library? Where do I go to get advice on renting a home? Over the next half hour, the team from Citizens Advice Bureau bring you all the latest news and information of special interest to new migrants settling in Dunedin. Welcome to Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau.
Nā mai anō. Welcome back to Citizens Advice Bureau Dunedin's monthly Resettling in Aotearoa show. Ko Anna Tuku Ingoa. I'm the manager at Citizens Advice Bureau here in Dunedin. Today we're talking about practical help from financial assistance to budgeting advice, emergency assistance, and everything in between. If you're having money problems and you can't pay your bills, you may be eligible to apply for financial assistance. And firstly, that might be through a special needs grants from Work and Income. So if you're on a low income or on a benefit and you need help with urgent costs, you may be eligible for that grant, the special needs grant. It's a one-off payment to help you pay an essential or emergency cost if you can't pay it another way. You have to be a New Zealand citizen, a permanent resident, or have resident class visa. When it is an emergency, they will look at whether you knew the cost was going to come up, whether you could have covered the cost yourself, and how the special needs grant will help your situation. Depending on the situation, there may be other criteria you need to meet, like how much you and your partner earn and any money and cash assets you have. But it can help with essential costs like driver's license, bedding, dental treatment, food, health travel costs, laser therapy to remove birthmarks. That's a weird one. Vasectomies, wigs and hair pieces, breast pump if you can't breastfeed because you or your baby have health issues. Emergency costs like ambulance fees, medical treatment, medical equipment. So Work and Income may also be able to help you pay for food if you're on a low income or a benefit. If you find yourself in a situation where you've had to pay for an essential cost, that means you don't have enough money to pay for food. And, you know, maybe you've paid for a doctor's visit or an unexpected dental treatment, or you needed clothing for a job interview, or you needed school clothes or things for your children. You know, you might have been off work due to sickness, but you're not eligible for sick pay, or your hours were reduced unexpectedly. The other thing, Work and Income may give you a payment card if you've been granted help to pay for some urgent, unexpected, or one-off costs. So you can apply for those costs in MyMSD or over the phone. If your application's approved, they'll put that money onto a payment card. You can only use the card at the shop they assign the payment to, unless it's for food and groceries, and the card will work at any major grocery store. So when you talk to Work and Income to apply, they'll just talk you through, you know, with you to understand your situation, how they can help you, and they'll let you know what information you need to provide. And so you can call them on 0800 559 009. If you're unable to get a grant from Work and Income, you may be able to get an emergency supply of groceries, like a food parcel from a local food bank. These are run by charities and rely on donations of fresh and packaged goods. In Dunedin, there are a number of food banks such as Presbyterian Support Otago, St. Vincent de Paul, Mosgiel Community Food Bank for Mosgiel residents, Salvation Army Food Bank, and there's other places like the Valley Project, Enable Minds, they have Kai and Food Share programs. All of these you can find on our actual community directory on our website, www.cab.org.nz, and from our homepage you can click on the community directory. There's a tab along the top, or a menu just at the top. And once in there, just put in Food Bank into the search and filter it down to Otago and Dunedin, and they'll all come up. Depending on the food bank or where you're going, you know, you might need letters of referral or from a budgeting service place or Work and Income, or there might be other eligibility criteria that you need to show proof of, you know, in your ID, your address and stuff. There might be limits to how many you can get in a year as well. In Dunedin, there's also a community eatery called the Bowling Club in Caversham, and prices are very affordable. They have mains Monday to Friday and also lunches and desserts and extras, all under $10. Some things like mac and cheese are only $4 and desserts $3. They've got a website, www.thebowlingclub.co.nz. So if you're in need of food assistance, they can actually share Kai with you. Lunches 12 to 2 and dinners 4 to 7.45. And, you know, if you're really desperate, there is free meals available. You just got to say that you can't afford it. The other thing is there's sort of food pantries around the town. Some are at schools, or they're called pātaka kai or community pantries. They're resident-led, sharing food, you know, with people who've got excess food. Like you might have a fruit tree and you've got stuff left over, so you might put it in there and other people can help themselves. But the idea is that you only take what you need from the food that is available, you know, leaving stuff for other people. The idea is also that it strengthens communities. But yes, like I said, anyone can go and pick up free food that other people or organisations have donated. They deal with much smaller volumes, but that you don't need a referral. The other thing you might be able to get help with is electricity costs. If you're struggling to pay your power bills, you could contact your provider and talk over your situation with them. They'll help you look at payment options and plans that may be more suited to your needs. But make sure you don't wait till they start charging you the late payment fees. All the power providers have mandatory consumer care obligations that they must meet. Must treat you with respect, communicate clearly, you know, have easy to find consumer care policy, and work with you to keep your electricity supply connected and affordable. You know, and that might include offering advice on energy use or suitable pricing plans or payment options. If you're on a benefit or a low income, or if you have a disability, again, you might be eligible for assistance from Working and Income to help pay your bills. So yes, that's even if you're not receiving a benefit from them. There also is the winter energy payment, which is a grant towards the cost of heating your home. You don't need to apply for it. If you're receiving a work and income benefit, including superannuation or veterans pension, you automatically receive it. It's around $20 to $30 a week, depending on whether you're a single or a couple. And it's paid over the winter months from 1st of May to the 1st of October. There's also grants and loans to help with urgent heating or water bills for eligible people. Work and income, you know, might help you pay for urgent bills. Again, you don't have to be on a benefit, but you have to be eligible, and you may have to pay it back. So if you're eligible, you might be able to get a payment of $200 towards an outstanding bill or to reconnect your electricity, gas or water. You might be able to get $500 towards refilling, you know, if those people are on water tanks or refilling a water tank. You can also might be able to get help with cost of bedding or blankets or curtains or heaters. It's worth visiting a financial mentor for free budgeting advice before approaching Work and Income. They can help provide evidence to them. But we're going to talk about that later, about budget advisory services in the city. Disability allowance is another thing. If you have an extra power, gas or heating cost because of your disability or health condition, you may be able to get a disability allowance from Work and Income to cover the extra costs. Again, it will depend on your situation, and the maximum amount is $80.85 a week. You can also choose to have someone else act on your behalf in your dealings with Work and Income. Work and Income will call them an agent. And you can verbally agree to have an agent for a one-off meeting, or you can fill in a form to have an agent for longer. But you'd have to, if you want them for longer, you have to fill out an appointment of agent form. They have their forms on their website, or you can have one sent to you if you call them on 0800 559 009. If you have children in your home and have a low income, the Healthy Homes Initiative may be able to help make your home warm and dry with financial support or practical support. It's available for pregnant people, low-income, whānau, or families with children and young people aged up to 19 years old who have been hospitalised with a specified housing-related condition. or if you've got an overcrowded household, or yes, like I said, if you're on a benefit, or if you're at risk of catching rheumatic fever or have rheumatic fever. In Dunedin, Okaha are a provider of this service, and they have an online form you can fill in on their website, www.aukaha.co.nz, that's Okaha, or you can call them on 034-770-071. There's a Warmer Kiwi Homes scheme that provides subsidies for insulation and heating to eligible homos, managed by the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Authority, EECA. It's a subsidy. They've got an insulation subsidy first. And you're, again, there's eligibility criteria. If you own and live in a home built before 2008, you have a community services card or a super gold combo card, or if you live in an area identified as low to middle income. And you can find that out on the EECA website, www.eeca.govt.nz, under co-funding. And then there's a thing, a support tab, and then click on Warmer Kiwi Homes image where you can enter your address and it will tell you. If you had an insulation grant from a previous house, you can apply for a grant at your current home. Warmer Kiwi Homes also have a heater grant. The cost of buying and installing a heater for your home could be a heat pump, wood burner or pellet fire for the main living area. Again, if you're eligible, you can get up to 80% of the cost of an approved heater installed in your home, up to a max of $3,450, including GST. If you want to apply or you're interested in that, you can complete the same online form and check your eligibility that I mentioned. And then you'll be given providers to choose from, and the provider you select will contact you. Just be aware there might be a wait of several months. It's a good idea to start, way before winter. If you're struggling to pay your mortgage, you may be eligible, again, from assistance from work and income. If you're not eligible for financial assistance, there are some other things you can do to get temporary relief for the mortgage and rates repayments or payments. You might be eligible or qualify for accommodation supplement or temporary additional support. If you're on a low income, that would go towards things like room mortgage repayments, body corporate fees, rates, water rates, house insurance premiums. You do not have to be receiving a benefit to qualify, but they are income tested. You might be able to get assistance for essential repairs and maintenance if you own your own home, like, keeping your home watertight, providing safe access, and essential repairs, to water, power, sewage, or other repairs or maintenance of the house to prevent damage or deterioration, clearing gutters, removing trees that are causing damage, etc. You must be on a benefit for that one, a pension or receiving super, and it's income tested and asset limits apply. And you may have to pay the money back. Again, you can call Work and Income about that, 0800 559 009. If you had unexpected costs that's making it temporarily difficult to make your mortgage repayments, you can apply for a mortgage repayment holiday, which is a temporary break. But just be aware that interest will continue to accrue over that period. But you've got to contact your lender as soon as you know you might be having problems. The sooner you take action, the more likely it is the issue can be resolved. Many lenders are willing to negotiate a payment to tide you through. As long as you get in touch with them, you might be able to do an early KiwiSaver withdrawal on the grounds of financial hardship, but we're going to talk about that coming up. You might be able to apply under their hardship provision as well. Rates rebate. If you own your own home and are on a low income, you may be eligible for a rates rebate. Rates rebate is a partial discount on a rates bill meaning that you pay less for your rates. You need to apply every year by the 30th of June for the preceding 12-month period. For example, apply by the 30th of June this year, so for the period from the 1st of July 25 to the 30th of June 26. You'd need to complete an application form and other documentation they need, like proof of income. Once you've applied, the council assesses your application. Many co-local councils alone allow homeowners who are struggling with their rates to postpone or defer some or all of their payments. It's effectively a loan that you'd repay with the debt secured against your property. Must be repaid when you sell your property, when you die, or at an agreed time. The DCC has a rates remission and postponement policy on their website. We'll give them a call. We have an article on our website, what financial support is there for families and caregivers with children, which discusses a lot of the options around that with the work and income offer, you know, like working for families, family tax credits and work tax credits, Best Start child support. So have a look at that, because we also have an article, check what you might get. Oh, sorry, work and income. So on our article, how do I find out what benefits or payments I can get and how do I apply for them? There are two external links, check what you might get, and that goes through to the WINS, the work and income website, and there's an A to Z list of benefits. There's also the one where you just put in a few things and go through some steps and it might tell you what you're entitled to. The other things you can do is, like I said, low interest loan options and debt consolidation, which we're going to talk about with budget advice providers in a moment. But consolidating your debt, you know, taking out one loan that covers all your debt, or a low interest loan with low interest or no interest loans, for example, from Good Shepherd Loans. You can talk to us about those options too if you want further information about that. KiwiSaver Early Withdrawal, which I mentioned. If you can show that you're experiencing significant financial hardship, it should only be a last resort. When times are tough, people often think that's, you know, being able to access that is a good idea, but it can have big consequences and means that you will miss out on money that you would otherwise be yours if you stayed in the KiwiSaver scheme. It's important to understand consequences, obviously, of withdrawing early, and make sure you've explored all other ways of managing your debt first. To be accepted, you have to be suffering significant financial hardship, which means you cannot meet minimum living expenses, can't pay your mortgage, paying for medical treatment, funeral costs, etc., etc. It's definitely a good idea to talk to someone first to make sure you understand all of the options that are available to you. So the local budgeting advisors in Dunedin, we have firstly Dunedin Budget Advisory Service, provide free information, support and options to people who are in or at risk of financial hardship, and they work alongside clients to identify issues, barriers to a bright future, strengths, resources they have available, and an agreed plan for moving forward. Provide goal setting, access to the interest-free loans I mentioned, options for debt consolidation, financial dispute resolution, hardship withdrawals from KiwiSaver, insolvency support, and they can, you know, negotiate with creditors on your behalf. They also administer the DCC Consumer Electricity Fund, which are payments of up to $300 towards electricity, and are available to eligible households within the DCC rating area. They are also well known in the community, which enables them to both receive and make referrals to other organisations that can provide support. The other option to need for financial mentoring is Presbyterian Support Family Work Skills Bank. Their qualified mentors provide advocacy, budget advice, empower people to manage their own finances and improve their quality of life. Clients learn how to take control of their finances. Those are both free services. they're both on our website too, again, under our community directory. We have a lot of information about what I've mentioned tonight on our website, www.cab.org.nz. Just a reminder that they are all written in plain English and have been fact-checked, so you can trust they're credible. So if you go to our homepage, you can just type in various questions. But we have articles like, I'm having money problems and can't pay my bills, what should I do? We have one, I am working but on a low income, am I eligible for any financial assistance? Another one, can I get help if I can't afford to buy food for my family? There's another article, is there financial assistance to help with the cost of insulation, power, gas, water bills or heating? Another one, what can I do if I'm having trouble covering the cost of owning my own home? Another one, I am having trouble affording the rates on my home. What help is available? Another one, the bank will not lend me money. What are other options for borrowing money? And importantly, I'm thinking of withdrawing my KiwiSaver early to cover my debts. What do I need to know? So there's a lot of great information and advice about your rights and what you can do on our website. So yeah, there's lots of different ways you can get support and help financially if you're finding it hard to pay essential living costs. If you want further help with anything we've discussed tonight, please contact us here in Dunedin Citizens Advice Bureau on 03471 6166. There's an online form on our website, again, www.cab.org.nz, under Find a Cab at the top, and then contact us or pop in to see us at 155 Princess Street. 10:30 or 1:30 are good times at the start of our shifts. It means the volunteers have lots of times to listen and help you with your issues. Except Friday, we don't open in the afternoon. Please do have a look on our website first, though, because all our articles, like I said, are fact-checked by our national office legal team, so you can trust they're credible and they're written in plain English. Citizens Advice is here to help you know, like I said, understand and exercise your rights and obligations under the law here in New Zealand and how to resolve your issues or help, or, you know, to help you find the services you're entitled to or contact them or how to reach out to them. Our help and advice is free. We help anyone about anything and we are independent of any government agency and anything we talk about remains completely confidential. Yep, so this Resettling in Aotearoa with Citizens Advice Bureau show plays on the second Wednesday of the month at 8:30 p.m. and then repeated on the following Thursday at 1 p.m. on ORFM 105.4 FM. The episodes are also available on podcast www.oar.org.nz/shows/settling in Aotearoa. If you enjoyed the show tonight and found the information helpful, please share our show and the podcast with friends, whānau, and your workmates. Ngā mihi ki a koe for tuning in this evening. Kia pai tōpō, te pō. Have a great evening.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.